It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Kautz bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader this evening. It's the men's turn as the Ravens play host to Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering and handling things and stuff that are well beyond my scope back at the CARE Sports Studios. Joseph, we appreciate your help always. Tom Counts with you here, and got a couple of teams coming together here tonight that are on pretty much different tracks in the conference. Benedictine 9-8. Missouri Valley is 5-12. However, in the meeting between these two teams over in Marshall, it was the Vikings who took an unexpected win. The Ravens would like very much to pay that back here tonight. Tell you what, all that said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to return, bring you starters, bring you a little more insight, and then the tip-off, Raven basketball, coming your way here on CARE Radio, right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Good to have you along this evening. Let me, Joseph, I'm asking you to adjust things. Yeah, I need to do that too, but I think we've got it there. Back in the Nolan Gymnasium is the public address announcer. Introduces the starters. Let me do that. What do you say? First of all, for Missouri Valley, and longtime 19th season head coach Chad Lance. Hard to believe he's been there for that many years. And starting for the Vikings tonight, who come into the ball game at 13-14 and 5-12 in the conference. They're going to be starting Jace Lance, coach's son, the 6-foot freshman. It'll be T.J. Wallace from Amory, Mississippi. He's a 6'4 sophomore. In the middle, you'll find 6'6 senior Dusan Allen out of Chicago. Out of Bonterra, Missouri, a 6'2 inch junior Hayden Sprinkle. And rounding it out, a 7-foot junior from Cardiff, Wales, is going to be Jonathan Hall. That's right, 7-foot center. From the Benedictine Ravens and 11th season head coach Brian Moody. Benedictine is 15-11 and 9-8 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Chris Jackson. Chris is a 6'2 senior from Dayton, Dunbar High School in Ohio. Jaden Bristol, a 6-foot senior from St. Joe, Missouri. Out of St. Joe, Missouri, a 6-foot senior Matt Austin. Omaha native Jaden Timmy, a 6'6 senior. Rounding it out, it'll be Eric Cruz from St. Louis. Eric is a 6'7" senior. Ravens in the home whites with red and black. Valley in a Tennessee orange with white. I'm going to talk to you for just a moment about Jonathan Hall. I mentioned that he's 7 foot tall. We're not talking about 7 foot tall and, 195 pounds. We're talking 7 foot tall and 285, I mean, he is tall, broad at the shoulder, wide through the body. I mean, big and strong at that size. Great crowd on hand. Here we go. Benedictine on staff appreciation night. Each of the players brought out a favorite staff member to be in the huddle out in the center with them. Good to see Mike King out there. He knows what it's like to be out in that huddle. Here we go. Ravens are going to come into the center circle with Eric Cruz for Missouri Valley. It'll be Jonathan Hall. We're set to go and hope you enjoy. The ball is up. The tip is away. Bristol controls it down. The Ravens are on offense. We're underway. Bristol with the basketball will glide over to the right side, hold it up, dump it over to Timmy, now over to Chris Jackson. Chris kicks it right, Matt A, it's three, in and out, no, we better get out, Dusan Allen. Here comes Missouri Valley. T.J. Wallace will come into the forecourt with it, bumped on top, no foul there. Dumps it over to Dusan, he'll try to back into the lane, rotates, twists, turns, underhand shot, nope. Bristol coming down with the board. Here comes Jaden. That ankle seems to be just fine as he races into the forecourt. We're a half a minute into the scoreless game. Bristol works around to the right side and tries to kick it to Timmy. And it's going to go off Jaden Timmy's hands out of bounds. Back it will come to Missouri Valley. Just underway here today. These two teams battling. Missouri Valley not really battling for anything. They've just got one more game and they could put these uniforms, bright orange as they may be, in mothballs and wait for next season. For Benedictine, these games are important. They're going to be in the postseason. But kind of like the ladies. Still going into the game tonight, not certain where they're playing, against whom they're playing. Here's a shot clock at two, and now the runner is up and good by Lance. And James will hit the first point of the ball game. Valley brings out on top with 18:46 to go in the first half. It's 2-0 Valley. Topside has Jaden Timmy with the basketball, gets it over to Matt. Austin works his way around to the left side, dishes into the corner to Eric Cruz, back off on top. To the right side, Bristol, underneath Timmy. A couple of kind of landmarks can be reached tonight by a couple of Raven players. We'll talk about that as the game goes along. Shot clock at one to the Ravens. Run the ball around, but somehow failed to get a shot on goal. And it's going to come back to Missouri Valley. For example, with five more assists tonight, Jaden Bristol is going to pass the Jason Wyrick as a career assist leader at Benedictine College. Jaden Bristol has 639 coming into the game tonight. And here's a three in and out for Valley. Rebounding it down is Bristol. Also, as Eric Cruz hits his next three-point shot, he will move into fifth on the career-made three-pointer list. Eric Cruz has got 210 threes coming into the game. Speaking of a three, here's a three. Won't go for Chris Jackson, and the long rebound is going to be batted away, and it'll be saved down by Missouri Valley. Here comes T.J. Wallace. Turn, shoots, missed it, but the follow is going to be good by Dusan. And it's Valley in front, 4-0, 17.5 to go in the opening half. And this has been kind of a trademark and maybe an unfortunate one for Benedictine in that they seem to find themselves trailing early in games. Here's a driving shot. Well, missed by Chris Jackson. He'll get his own rebound, challenge the rim again, put it up, and miss the second one. Back up court with the basketball. Dusan goes in. Matt Austin strips it away. Allen picks it up. Goes up. Misses shot. Rebound Bristol. Dayton's third rebound of the game. Over to the left side to Matt Austin. Drives and shoots and scores. Matt Austin's first bucket of the ball game, and the Ravens are on the board. It's 16:55 to play here in the opening half. Chase Lance back up court with it. Guarded by Bristol. Cuts over to the left side. Little one-hand push pass. Wallace will drop in a three. T.J. Wallace from outside. It is now 7-2, Missouri Valley. 16.5 to play. First half. Ravens are going to go to the bench. Tyson Caffey comes to the scorer's table. Here's Matt Austin out on top. Jaden Timmy launching a three and knocks it home. Jaden Timmy. It is 7-5 Valley. 16-16 to play in the half. Here's a baseline shot. Up, no good. Timmy coming down with a rebound. Bristol up the court. Benedict in a two-on-two break. And Bristol doesn't like the numbers. Now gets it over to Cruz. Drives and shoots and scores. Eric Cruz for two. What an assist by Bristol. It is a tie game at 7. 15:55 left in the first half. Chase Lance feeds in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Cruz. Cruz will get it away quickly to Bristol. Coming up the floor, and Chase Lance got a little out of position. Could not catch him. Commits the foul. That will be the first foul of the ball game by either team coming here at 15:45 to play in the opening half. Ravens are going to make a duo of substitutions as Cruz and Jackson come out and, wait, make a three. Timmy also comes out. End of the game for Benedictine will be Nysir Scott, Tyson Caffey, and... No, just those two. Timmy did not leave the game. He just went out of bounds to do the inbound work. So, Scott, Bristol, Timmy, Austin, and Caffey. Now are your five on the floor for the Ravens. A turnaround 13-footer from Matt Austin is in. Matt has four. And it's a 9-7 Benedictine lead. Ravens trailing by five a moment ago. Now are in front. 15-20 to go in the half. Chase Lance over to the right side. Chase hit a star-making kind of a three-point shot to win a game in the waning seconds a couple of weeks ago for Valley. One of those half-court prayer shots with your team down two. Here's a three, Timmy. That was off the back lip of the rim. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Valley into the ballgame for the Vikings is Cameron Lockhart. Cameron is a 6'5 junior from Florissant, Missouri. Valley with the basketball. Comes up with it also is going to be Carson Cavalier out of Waynesville, Missouri. Ball is batted away, and it's going to be stolen, and stolen back by Valley. Over to the right side, Lance. He can hit that three. Won't that time. Rebounding it down, Timmy. Nice here into the forward court. Ravens with the basketball. They lead it by a pair. 14.5 to go in the half. Bristol will take it on the right wing. Works it out on top, around to the left side against Cavalier. Dumps it over to Nysir. Scott will drive it back to the right side. Knife into the lane. Goes in, goes up, lays it in. Nysir Scott for a pair. And we're going to get a Missouri Valley timeout. Coach Lance not satisfied with this team. We're taking a break. Joseph at 14-14 to go in the half. First Benedictine 11, Missouri Valley 7.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Yeah.
Back with you here in the Nolan. Welcome to Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio as the Ravens have come from behind to take an 11-7 lead. Valley putting the ball in play. They've got it out on top. That's going to be Lockett with the basketball. Kicks it over to Sprinkle, who is in the game. Hayden Sprinkle. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. And which way does it go? Tyson Cathy was looking to put it back in play. And now the official from the back side says it was off a Benedictine player. So Valley's going to be rescued to bring it in. 9 on the shot clock. Out on top of it is going to be Sprinkle. His shot rejected by Matt Austin. And then Nysir coming up the floor is trying to run over, but no foul called. Benedictine is back on offense, leading it here by 4. Nysir Scott out of Topeka. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. Ravens have also gone to the bench, and they have brought Lewis into the game. And here's a crossover up a good Tyson Canty for 2. Listen to that Benedictine crowd. This place is full of people, and they are looking forward to a big game tonight. The final regular season home game. Ravens leading it here now 13-7. The ball knocked away. Nysir brings it down. He goes in. He goes up. He lays it in there. Scott with 4. It is now 15-7 Benedictine. 13 minutes to go in the opening half, and the Ravens are on a 13-0 run. Back over to the top side with the basketball. They'll swing it over to the left. Valley with it. Drives in. Goes in, and we're going to get a foul on Tyson Cathy. Here's the deal. Tyson Cathy may be an inch taller, but he is twice the size in the middle of Dusan Allen. Dusan is a 6'6 senior from Chicago. He is 6'6 and 148 pounds. And now he's going to check out of the ball game. Ravens are going to put Bristol back into the lineup, and also Saxton Thuston is in there. Here's a running baseline shot from the left side. No good. Tyson Cathy boards it down, and the Ravens are going to run. 15-7 Benedictine. Bristol has it up topside. Little seesaw dribble, works it around to the left wing, gets it over to Nysir, into the corner to Saxton. Saxton will dribble, starts to go in, backs it away, kicks it into the corner again. Scott to Thuston to Scott. One-hand push pass, and we've got a foul off the ball. They're going to call Saxton for an illegal screen off the basketball. It'll be Thuston's first foul of the game, and it'll be for Benedictine, team foul 2. 12.5 to go in the half here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine and Missouri Valley over to the left. An uncontested 3 is way too strong. And the rebound is going to be saved down by Valley. The dish over to the left side, and the layup is up and in for the first time in a long time. Valley puts points on the board, and it was a pair by T.J. Wallace. So the Ravens' 13-0 streak is broken. And back down with it will come Bristol. He will take it over to the right block, feed to the middle of Saxton. Back it will come to Bristol, and out on top, the Ravens got the offense in gear. 10 on the shot clock. Bristol lobs down low. Saxton is inside, hooks it up, and scores it. A beautiful shot by Saxton Thuston. 17-9 Ravens. Now here's Jace Lance. Cross-court pass batted away, and Ahmad Lewis will come up with the basketball. Ravens are going to run it back up the floor. Bristol into the forecourt, kicking it down the left side. Working with the right hand, dribbles, takes it all the way down to the baseline, cuts it across the floor, and Jaden Bristol is down. We're going to stop the game. Joseph, we're going to take a break at 11:20 to go. Timeout on the court, Ravens 20, Vikings 9.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
As we return here to the Nolan Gymnasium, Jaden Bristow is just going down the floor. That ankle that has been bothering him seemed to be so much better tonight. May have just kind of gotten away from him, and they're taking a look at him down here in the training area right now. We'll keep you up to date and posted with what we learned. Right now, we've got Missouri Valley with the basketball. The shot is up, missing badly by Chase Lance, and BC coming up with a rebound into the forecourt. Chris Jackson. Jackson have it up topside, 10:50 to go in the first half. Driving in, Chris up off the window and counted for a pair. Chris Jackson for two. Ravens are just flying around the floor now, leading a 22-9 with 10.5 to go. Here's a feed underneath, and a little falling away shot is going to be up and good, plus one. Give that bucket to Dwayne Simmons. And for Dwayne, a 6'7" senior from Turks and Caicos. You know, coming to the free throw line, looking to complete the conventional three-point play. Benedictine leading it down 22-11. Coach Mooney's going to make a couple of more substitutions, and after they get everybody in, we'll reset the BC 5. On the left side of the lane is Chris Jackson and Jaden Timmy. On the right side, nice here, Scott and Eric Cruz. And in the backcourt is going to be Ahmad Lewis. The free throw is up and good, so Simmons will have 3 points. It's 22-12. Here comes Benedictine. And now the Ravens will make one more substitution after the hit free throw. And into the game for BC is going to be Jake Thompson. So Jake in for Benedictine on the right baseline. Here's the Ravens go long cross court. Thompson over to Timmy. Back to Jake. Shot clock's at 8. Jake feeds it the free throw line to Eric. Thompson on top with 4. Timmy's got to shoot, and the Ravens are not going to get one away. It's going to go into the backcourt, and BC will turn it over. Failing to get a shot taken. That'll be the second time today the Ravens have had a shot clock violation. Here's the thing. It's 10:04. Had that gone out of bounds 5 seconds later, Joseph, we'd be in a media timeout. But we will be in one the next dead ball. And Jaden Bristow's up walking on the sideline. That is so encouraging. Ball comes in. Valley's got it. And here's Jace Lance up top side, working against Thompson. Dumps it over to the left edge where T.J. Wallace fires it from 15, knocks it down. T.J., he's got a 7-point first half going. And it's 22-14 as Valley battles back. Thompson will bring it up the floor. And the ball's going to be stolen by T.J. Wallace. Here come the Vikings, and they'll throw it away. And we're going to get a media timeout right there. Taking a break, 9:33 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan. It's the Benedictine Ravens, 22, Missouri Valley, 14.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Hey, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on Care Radio, and you know, it's not my job. Joseph, we do what we can. You know, you do all of that hard stuff down there. I sit here and watch these games, and we let, you know, the people who do this stuff do the news. But I will share the fact that apparently Morehamount Academy is not going to have school tomorrow due to the potential weather hazard. They have canceled school tomorrow. So there you go, MHMA students. I suggest heavy, heavy studying, book reports, doing, you know, projects, staying in touch with your teammates on your group projects, and get some work done tomorrow. That's the plan, after you shovel the driveway. Benedictine putting the ball back in play, 9.5 to go as they come into the forecourt here in the first half. Ravens with the ball, leading it by 8. Jake Thompson has it out on top. Jackson, Timmy, Thompson, Cruz, and Lewis out there for the Ravens. cross-court pass. Ahmad will go three. No. And a rebound down to Lockett. Missouri Valley up the floor. Cameron Lockett. Now the shot misses and rebound. Ahmad Lewis, BC, is going to bring it the other way. Back down floor with the basketball. Ahmad out on top to Chris. Jackson drives to the free throw line. Kicks it back to Lewis over to the left wing. Saxon Thurston reports in underneath. And the pass from Chris Jackson down to the baseline. And he throws it away into the crowd. And he knows he missed an opportunity for a score there. Ravens are going to fix that. They are going to take Chris Jackson out, and they're going to take Jake Thompson out of the game. Nysir is back in. Saxton is back in. Vikings with the basketball. The tempo of the game has slowed considerably. And now the ball batted away. It'll be saved by Valley. Falling away. Little hook shot is up and fails. And the rebound is going to be tipped out by Matt. Pulled down by Saxton. And Nysir brings it up the court. BC is on offense. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by eight. 8.5 to go in the half. Gosh, the offense is clicking. Now here's over to the right side. Ahmad Lewis splits into four defenders, throws it out on top, and it's tipped, and the Ravens are going to save it. That's not over and back. Oh, I guess it is. Ravens say that somebody touched it. And now Benedictine is going to make another unusual substitution, bringing Braden Belt into the game. Belt out of Andover, Kansas, a 6'1" junior, coming in averaging 2 points per game. Thurston, Belt, Austin, Timmy, and Scott now are the Ravens. Five out of the court. Wallace has it on the left side, and Valley with the basketball, still 22-14. Nobody's put anything on the board in like forever. It'll go over to the right side, holding it up on the edge. It's going to be Simmons. He tries to drive in. It's batted out of his hands by Saxton. Saved back into the middle. Cross-court pass, and they do not get a shot off as the shot clock elapses. The Raven defense was absolutely stellar on that trip down court. 7:57 to go, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. The score here in Atchison, Benedictine 22, Missouri Valley 14.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it, from your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 7-Eleven Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Back with you here in the Dolan Gymnasium, 22-14. Benedictine in front at 7:57 to go in the opening half. I mentioned it. MHMA is out of school tomorrow. Well, so is St. Benedict Catholic School, Atchison High School, ACCHS, Trinity. Just of everybody calling off in the anticipation of inclement weather moving in. I'm calling my boss first thing in the morning and seeing if I can get tomorrow off. Although, I'm thinking it's probably not going to work. But I'm going to give it a go. Well, why not? Long time out, and the Ravens will come back out with Braden Belt, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Nysir Scott, and putting the ball in play is Saxton Thurston. Here come the Ravens in front by eight. Nysir, left side, Matt, he'll go three. Yeah, Matt Austin! He already has seven, and it's 25-14. Ravens up 11. They've led by as many as 13 already tonight. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Back out on top of the Fur Valley is going to be Jonathan Hall. He's the 7-footer that we talked about from Wales. Here's a drive over to the right side. Jace, he will put up the one-handed runner. That was not even close. And Matt Austin rebounds it down. The Ravens are going to be 2-on-2. Matt drives all the way down the right side of the lane. Dumps it over to the edge. It's going to be slapped away and lost out of bounds. And are they going to say it's off Nysir? They are. I thought perhaps touched last by T.J. Wallace, but the official says no, it's off Benedictine, and back up the floor with it will come the Vikings. Mentioned Braden Belt in the game, 6'1 junior from Andover. Backing in is Wallace, dumps it over to the right side, underneath the goal, way too far to get a shot away, and now Saxton Thurston just steals it away. Saxton had trapped Dwayne Simmons below the backboard against the baseline didn't let him get out front, couldn't reach around to get a shot away. He was down in that lane forever, and finally Saxon was able just to pick his pocket. The Ravens are back on offense with 6.5 to go in the half. Scoring tempo has really, really slowed. I don't know who that favors. Here's Saxon. Goes in and up and somehow knocks it down for two. What a shot by Saxon. 27-14, and again the Ravens up 13 with 6:20 to go in the half. Driving in a beautiful fingertip roll over the front lip of the rim. Good T.J. Wallace, and he's been the only offense for Missouri Valley tonight. 9 points for T.J. Wallace, 9 of his team's 15. Here's a Matt Austin three, won't drop. 27-16, Benedictin. 6 minutes to go, opening half. Chase Lance back up the floor. This kid is so good, averaging over 11 points a game in his freshman year. Here's a little jumper from the left side. Nah. And a rebound down to Benedictson's Nysir Scott. Nysir works it down to the left side. He's running the ball club from the one with them taking a look at Jaden Bristol. Here's a three. No. And a rebound pulled down by Missouri Valley. Benedictson, when that three goes up, they're really not looking so much for that offensive board. They're dropping back. And here's a runner on the other end that misses. And Saxon, with one of his trademark sky jumping rebounds. Back up with it will come BC. 5:15 left in the half. These teams are going up and down a lot. They're just not scoring it on. They're hardly scoring at all. Here's the back end by Belt. No room. Out on top, Timmy. Shot clock at 10. Here's Matt. Goes left side. Drives in. Little contact. No. But tipped up and in. Saxon. And we get another timeout, Valley. And coming out way out on the floor, Coach Lance. He is now just wandering around out in the middle of the floor, kind of gathering his thoughts, trying to figure out what he's going to tell his team. We're taking a break with the Vikings. Down to 4:56 to play in the opening half of this men's college basketball game in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 29, Missouri Valley 16.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here in the Ralph Dillman Gymnasium, the Benedictine Ravens, who trailed for the first, about right at 3 minutes of the game, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. They have battled back and pushed the lead to as many as 13 a couple of times and are in front right now by that margin, leading by 13 to 29-16. Valley taking a timeout, and up the floor with the basketball. Here they come. They're driving to the lane. The shot is up. No follow shot up. Yes. Pushing it back up and in is big Jonathan Hall. And with that bucket, he has his first point of the evening, 29-18. Benedictine by 11. Here's Saxon with it. Houston to the left side of the lane. Goes below the block and now feeds over to the right side where Jaden Timmy cuts loose for three. Nope. Rebound Houston. Kicks it off on top. Here's a three, Ravens. Ah, won't go in. Braden Bell had a good look at it. And the shot, I thought was going to go down, and then kicks away. Back down with him comes Jace Lance. He's on the left side. We're going to get Thompson. And here's a shot from the top. It's up a good and two more for Jonathan Hall. 29-20 Benedictine. And we go inside 4 minutes to play in the half. Interesting group out of the court now for the Ravens. You've got Timmy, Austin, Belt, Thompson, and Thuston. Push pass comes out on top. Ravens around the left side to Thompson. Back over to the right to Matt. Here's Timmy. Little head fake. Now we'll drive in. Dishes underneath to Saxon. He gets grabbed on the floor. Here's what happened. They knew he was about ready. He had already eluded the defenders. He'd shaken him. He was getting ready to spring up and may well have thrown that thing down. So they just reached out and held him down on the floor. And there is the foul call. 3:33 to go in the half, and wholesale substitutions coming into the lineup now for the Ravens. We're going to reset the five out there as soon as they get them settled in. It will be put in play by Nysir Scott. Brings it out on top to Saxton. Houston will hand it over to Jake Thompson, and Ahmad Lewis is over here on the right wing. There's your Benedictine five, and now driving to the right side, Jake Thompson is fouled by Cameron Lockett. Fouls are not really an issue tonight. Each team has committed three only, and we're down to 3.5 to play in the first half. Hardly any fouls. Now, either they're not committing fouls or nobody's calling fouls, but for whatever the reason, not a lot of fouls in this game. Here's Ahmad trying to back in. Kicks it out on top. Braden Belt, or excuse me, that's Jake Thompson with it. Thompson kicks it over. Ahmad, a desperation three. Rims out, no. Kept up and in. Saxton for two. Houston has eight. 31-20. Benedictine up 11. As we're now inside three to go in the first half. Valley back up court with the basketball. Hayden Sprinkle has come back in. Now here, a long three. Perfect. That was a beautiful shot taken by Dusan Allen. Dusan will have his fifth point of the game, and he only averages about seven or so a game. He's not really so much a scorer. He's a rebounder, and he gets a lot of assists. Dusan Allen is 6'6", senior from Chicago. Ravens will have it back out topside. Cutting into the middle for Benedictine is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Now the feet underneath, and Saxton. Wow. Saxton with two more. He is in double figure scoring with 2:10 to play in the half. 33-23. And now we're going to get a blocking foul. Blocking foul on Tyson. That is his first foul tonight. Houston's going to come out of the ball game, and also kicking up for Benedictine is going to be Thompson as Cruz comes back in. Matt Austin comes back in. So Cruz, Austin, Timmy, Ahmad Lewis, and Nysir Scott. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's a long three. That's an air ball. And a rebound is on the floor, and Eric Cruz is able to pick it up, and Ahmad Lewis starts up the floor and now kicks it over to Nysir. As they're turning around, Coach Moody on his feet now, giving him the offensive instruction. The pass down low to Jaden Timmy, and did he get fouled? He ended up on the floor, and apparently that's the case. The whistle on Cameron Lockett, and Lockett is going to be the first player for either team to pick up a second foul. 1:40 to go into the half. Ravens up 10, and it'll be put in play for Benedictine right in front of the Courtside Cafe. It comes in. Austin's three won't drop. Valley coming up with the rebound. Stolen by Nysir. He goes up and he gets clocked. Is he okay? Nysir with a head fake, and he got Jonathan Hall off his feet, who came right down on the top of Nysir's head. And Nysir looks a little dazed. He's kind of walking over, rubbing the top of his head, running up to the free throw line. And I mentioned to you earlier that Jonathan Hall, at 7 foot tall, is not 7 foot and skinny. He's 7 foot and massive. And Nysir says he's okay, and he's coming up to the free throw line. His shot is good. He looks great. So Hall is going to come back out of the ball game. Nysir was just too fast for him. Hall will come out, and Dwayne Simmons back in for Missouri Valley and head coach Chad Lance. Second free throw for Scott on its way, and he will hit them both. Half a dozen for Nysir, and the Ravens lead it by 12. 35-23. Minute and a half to go in the half. Back over to the right side, Chase Lance. Accelerates to the baseline. He is fast. Has a great shot. That one floats, but won't go in. Rebound to go down is going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll bring it up the floor. Takes it across the timeline. Dishes over to the left side to Jaden Timmy. Back over to Ahmad, deep in the left corner. Little skip pass off the block. Cruz will back in. Twister has it stripped out of his hands. He picks it up and scores it. It was knocked out of his hands. Cruz goes down, picks it up off the floor, and just shoots. It's now 37-23, and the Ravens own their largest lead of the evening. 50 seconds to go in the half. Comp side with it is going to be TJ. Wallace over to the left. Here's Dusan. He can hit that three, and it won't go in, though. And a rebound pulled down by Nicer. Ravens into the forecourt. Benedictine's defense has been just outstanding in this game, and Ravens are on a 6-0 run here in the last couple of minutes. The feed in the middle, and a two-handed throwdown. There it is. J-Dunn Timmy up with both hands and crushes it. Jaden Timmy has five. It's 39-23, Benedictine. Shot clock's off. Here's a three on the other end. No. Rebounding it down is Cruz. BC can score if they hurry. 6 seconds. Nicer crosses the midcourt with five. Weaves into the lane. Here's Matt. That's a long three. It's in! Matt Austin at the buzzer buries one. And the Ravens running the board as they go to the locker room at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half. Benedictine has the momentum. They go to the locker room in front of Missouri Valley. In front, 42-23.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with it here in the NOLA Gymnasium. The fans, the students are having some fun. And if you're a Raven fan, it's easy to be entertained right now with your team in front. 42-23 as they go into the locker room. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here. And, wow, the Ravens didn't do much wrong in that first half. Anytime you can play a half of basketball and hit about 60% of your shots, that's a pretty good half. And Benedictine did just that, hitting 18 of 32 shots. From the outside, only about 31%. Perfect at the free throw line. They have out-rebounded their opponent 22-14. 10 assists in the first half for the Ravens. Only 4 first half fouls. I mean, it was a fantastic first half for Benedictine. 42 points, pretty good output. Thank you so much. Here you go. Thank you. Let's take a look at the scoring in the opening half for you. First of all, for Missouri Valley, pinks it away with T.J. Wallace with 9. Following him, just on Allen, 5. 4 in the first half for Jonathan Hall. It was a 3-point half. Dwayne Simpson, only 2 for Shane Lance. Days is the team's one of their leading scorers, averaging 11 a game. Wallace averages 11 a game. And Tamarcus Butler averages 13 a game for this team, but we have not seen Tamarcus yet tonight. For the Benedictine Ravens, fantastic first half for the entire team, but scoring-wise, Matt Austin and Saxton Thuston, each with 10 first-half points. It was a half a dozen for Nicer Scott. Jaden Timmy with 5, 4 for Eric Cruz. Ahmad Lewis had 3. Chris Jackson and Tyson Campy, each with 2. So for Benedictine, the offense hitting on all cylinders, but and Coach Moody's, even though he loved offense when he played, and you've got to have offense to win, he really emphasizes the defense. And you look up the scoreboard, and you have kept a good men's college basketball team to 23 halftime points. He's got to be smiling about that defense. That's it. We're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll be back to bring in the second half live here on Care Radio. But right now with the intermission score, Benedictine 42, Missouri Valley 23. It's back to Joseph in that world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got a halftime saved up for you.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan. We'll be rejoining Tom Couts in just a moment. We do have a exciting week of sports coming up. Tomorrow we're going to have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Following Sports Look, we have Coaches Insights, where local coaches discuss their teams and their progress on the season. Friday, we've got high school basketball, as Horton is traveling to Marhill Mount Academy. 6 o'clock is the scheduled time. However, Marhill Mount Academy normally runs a little bit late. So for the girls' game, I'd expect it about 6:15. The boys' game should take off sometime after 8. Saturday brings us to Benedictine. At 2 p.m., the women will take to the court at Park in Park, Missouri. 4 p.m. is the scheduled time for the men's games.
Got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletics Association women's basketball scores, we have some finals for tonight. It was Grandview over Evangel, 80-69. Mount Mercy topped Graceland, 74-57. Central Methodist had a one-point victory over Mid-American Nazarene, 62-61. Clark beat William Penn, 57-42. In the Baker Park matchup, we had Baker at 59, Park 57. Culver Stockton and Peru State met up tonight. It was Peru State 66, Culver Stockton 56. And in the game that we aired earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Lady Ravens at 80 points over the Missouri Valley Vikings, Vikings 73. I'll be back in just a moment.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look at men's scores in action right now. We have got Mid-America Nazarene at 24 to Central Methodist 31 at halftime. At halftime, Grandview is leading Evangel 47 to 37. With 6 minutes and 13 seconds left in the half, it is Graceland on top of Mount Mercy 50 to 43. And at the halftime, it is Park 45 to Baker Men 35. Clark is trailing William Penn 53 to 38. And Culver Stockton is 4 points behind Peru State with a score of Peru State 38, Culver Stockton 34. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens men's team at 42 points, Missouri Valley 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies tonight with rain likely early then changing to snow. Lows around 18. Winds out of the north 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely. High of 25. Tomorrow night, lows around 8 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside from the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison, we're reading 38.5. The wind at 5.5 feet off the ground is 9 miles per hour out of the northeast. The relative humidity is 65%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 28.87 inches of mercury. The dew point is 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is 33 out there. We're going to be returning to Tom Couts courtside. We do have a few closings to report on. ACCHS will not be having school tomorrow. We also have the closings listed on our website. We have Atchison Catholic Elementary School, USD 341 Oskaloosa, USD 409 Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, and the Hope Family Therapy will all be closed tomorrow. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Nolan. It's halftime as the Benedict and Ravens have forged a 42-23 lead over Missouri Valley here in front of the home crowd. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, I understand that the 9 miles an hour, 5.5 feet above the ground, but, you know, let's just say that I'm on the second story. So I like it 14 feet. Could you possibly measure that wind speed for me and get back to me on that, okay? 42-23, Benedictine in front here. As, Missouri Valley's got to be just wondering what in the world they can do. The Ravens have been playing well. They've been doing pretty much everything right. They're shooting the ball at a phenomenal rate of almost 60% from the floor. Perfect at the free throw line. And the last two trips down the court for Benedictine, the two-handed throwdown by Jaden Timmy and followed by the buzzer-beating long three-point shot by Matt Austin. Ravens a 19-point lead as we go to the second half. Now, those are some of the good things. On the bad side, you've got Jade Bristol on crutches here on the near side. A massive ice pack on his right ankle. He is obviously not playing tonight. And the Ravens are set to go to the second half defensively. It will be Missouri Valley basketball, and we are underway in the second half. Donnie with the ball, and it'll be interesting to see how Coach Lance comes out and approaches this. Again, from Missouri Valley, they don't have really much to play for. They're not going anywhere. Here's a three-point shot from the left side. It's up and missing, and a long rebound. It's going to be hauled down by Jace Lance. Back out on top, it's going to come. Valley's going to start their original five of Lance, Wallace, Allen, Sprinkle, and Hall. Here's Hall from 16. It's up and good for the seven-footer. Jonathan Hall with a half a dozen points, and it's 42-25, Benedictine. We are just a half a minute into the second half. Back down with it is going to come Nicer. He will go to the right edge, and as quickly as that, he's fouled by Jonathan Hall. And what in the world, Jonathan Hall, at 7 foot tall, is doing guarding Nicer coming down the floor? Rather eludes me. But that said, Benedictine is going to be putting in play from the far side. Now, Jaden Bristol is on the bench. However, doing the math, and I was talking to Adam over here a little bit ago. Here's a three. Timmy, in and out, won't go. Jaden Bristol, as we speak, at 647 assists, is tied now with Jason Weirich. Here's a three from the top. Rolls around and goes in for Missouri Valley. T.J. Wallace has a dozen. And Valley with a couple of quick buckets to begin the second half. Ravens leading 42-28. 18:40 to go in the game. BC around to the left side. Here's Chris Jackson going three. It will miss. And a rebound pulled down by Valley. T.J. Wallace pulls it down, gets it out to Chase Lance, who will take it down the right side, working against the Benedictine player defense. He'll swing it over to the left side to T.J. Wallace. Now into the hands of Deuceon Allen. Allen brings it top of the key, kicks it over to the big man, whose baseline jump shot rims out. No good. Rebound, Matt Austin. Ravens run the other way. Benedictine with the basketball. Ravens in the game at 15-11 on the season, looking for their 10th conference win here tonight. Here's Chris Jackson with it. Back out on top, Matt Austin. We're going to talk about this sports look tomorrow. Neither rain nor snow. Oh, three-point shot, Matt Austin. 13 points. 45-28. Starting to do that neither rain or snow or any of that will stop sports look here on Care Radio. We're going to have that for you tomorrow. It'll be right on after Brian Hagan and the news guys give you that 5 o'clock evening report. The driving layup is going to be up and good. Count the bucket. And a foul on Chris Jackson. For Chris, it'll be personal foul number one. And coming to the line for an opportunity at the conventional three-point play is the only offense that Missouri Valley has tonight, and that is T.J. Wallace. He's already got 14 points. He is the game's leading scorer, now 15 with that free throw. And it is 45-31. The Benedictine lead trimmed it to 14 with 17 and a half to go, and that's a long way. A lot of basketball left. You saw how the Missouri Valley ladies team battled back all the way to the end and cut the gap, although Lady Ravens still coming away with the win, but Valley made him work for it late. Here's Matt Austin with it. Ravens on offense. Gets it to Cruz. Back to Matt. Austin cuts down the left side, goes to Cruz in the lanes, one-handed shot, up and in. Eric Cruz with a half a dozen, and Austin gets the assist, 47-31. And we're down to 17 minutes left. The feed down to the baseline right, knocked away. Matt Austin comes up with the basketball, and he will bring it up the floor for the Ravens. Little crossover dribble, comes out on top to Timmy, back over to Matt on the left side. Austin working inside. Is Valley in a zone defense? It kind of looks like one. Timmy backs in, turns in the lane, shot off the rim twice, it won't go in. Rebound tipped around, and Cruz will save it. Over to Nicer, back out to Jackson, dumps underneath. And Eric Cruz in the back, Chris Jackson. That was an absolutely beautiful play, unselfish. Got the ball into the hands of Cruz, and he has eight. It's 49-31, Benedictine with 16:20 to go. Just come up with a missed shot. Outlet pass, right side, Chris Jackson. And he's going to back it away. Goes to Austin on top. And again, the defense looks like a zone. Here's Nicer for three. Buries it. Nicer Scott with nine. Timeout, Missouri Valley. And Benedictine is playing outstanding basketball here at the Nolan tonight. Taking a break at 16 minutes to go in the contest. Ravens 52, Valley 31.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Winning the last two games of the season will guarantee the Benedictine men a playoff berth in the Heart of America Athletic Conference men's postseason tournament. And they could use a little help with a stumble maybe by Mount Mercy on the north side or Peru State, preferably even more so. On the south side, they are battling with Park for that final spot, and the Ravens will be able to help themselves on Saturday as we're going to be with them at Park University. Benedictine on the road Saturday, the ladies game at 2, the guys game at 4. You will hear them both. The regular season finale here on Care Radio before we move into postseason play for the men's and women's teams for Benedictine. Coming out of the timeout, Valley with the basketball, they made some changes. They brought Cavalier back into the game. Out on top, also they've got Frankel. Here's a three from the left side. Oh, that was beautiful, and I think he hurt himself. We're counting the three and stopping the game for T.J. Wallace. And for Missouri Valley, they cannot have T.J. hurt. They're going to call a foul on Chris Jackson. So this is a chance at a four-point play here for T.J. Wallace. BC will make a handful of substitutions. We'll pick those up. The first is free throw, which is up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by Benedictine and Saxton Thurston. You got Saxton Thurston, Jake Thompson out there bringing it up the court. Matt Austin on the far side. In the middle, I've got Tyson Caffey, and working the three, it is Ahmad Lewis. Ravens with the basketball. It's a 52-34 Benedictine lead. 15:20 to go. Matt cuts in, goes up. That was a thing of beauty. He shifts it over to the left hand and kicks it off the window and in. 15 points, Matt Austin. 54-34. Ravens again, up 20. Top side with it is going to be Carson Cavalier for Missouri Valley. Cavalier out of Waynesville, Missouri, a little six-foot freshman. Little hook pass comes out on top to T.J. Wallace goes into the lane, and he will go up and in. T.J. Wallace. And again, he continues to be the offense for Missouri Valley. Ravens now up 18. Going to the other end of the court, driving layup and coming up too soft. Jake Thompson did not finish the shot. 14:40 to go. Getting chided by some of his teammates out of the floor right now. Come on, man. You're getting out of the court. You got to score that. He'll be back and he will score his. You can be very sure. Benedictine's Jake Thompson out of Leawood, Kansas. Jake, one of the juniors on this team, a very senior-laden group, and now Matt's pass out to the top is a little too long, a little too far, and well out of the reach of everyone over there. And back up with it will come Valley. 14 and a half to go. Out on the top side is Deuceon Allen. Dumps it to the right. Cameron Lockett back in the game. Cameron Lockett out of Florissant, Missouri. Pretty good sized guy, 6'5", big strong fellow. Jace Lance now on the left side, feeds underneath, and the reverse layup. No! Saxton Thuston outleaps everybody on the floor and clears down the board. 14 minutes to play in the game, and the ball's going to be knocked away from Jake Thompson. Outlet down the floor, and the layup on the other end is up and good for Lockett, his first point. 54-38, Benedictine. Listen to the Raven fans out there. They are having some fun tonight. Thuston. Back up top side with it for Benedictine. They'll work around to the left side. Thompson again. Tyson Cathy on the right. Ahmad for three. Short. And rebound by Wallace. Valley back the other way. 13 and a half left. Pass comes up top of the key. Lockett for three. Tyson Cathy clears it away. And Benedictine taking it up the floor. I'm not sure just which player that the Raven fans are working on, but they have got somebody singled out. Here's Matt from 16. Rims out. No. Tyson Cathy has the rebound and it's slapped out of his hands. And now he's going to pick it up and take it the other way. He will drive in, lean, turn, shoot, score. That was a pretty play by Deuceon Allen for his seventh point of the game. 54-40, Benedictine with less than 13 to go. Ravens will bring it down. Matt kicks it over to Jake Thompson. It's knocked out of his hands and a foul from behind. The whistle is going to be on Cameron Lockett. I've got him for three. And do we have a timeout? We just got some substitutions coming in. No timeout. They're just both teams are rotating in a handful of players. And Ravens are going to have it in play from over on the far side at the 28-foot mark where Saxton Thuston will do the inbound work. Thuston brings it in to Nicer. You've got Timmy and Belt and Lewis. I don't look for the Ravens. Oh, here's Saxton for three off the back of the rim. Rebound, tipped around, and a foul probably on Timmy. I suppose that's what the case is. Jason is behind on that shot. It will be the third foul of the second half by the Ravens, and we're going to get Coach Moody taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. A break in the action occurring here with 12 and a half to go in tonight's men's game. Ravens 54, Missouri Valley 40.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine utilized at a timeout here. 12 and a half to go in the ball game. 54 to 40. BC in front. Again, we mentioned as you look at the conference standings in the Heart of America Athletic Conference on the South Division, Evangel is in front. They are 12 and 5, followed by Central Methodist and Mid-America. Tied for the second spot at 10 and 7. The Raymonds right behind them in the fourth spot. 9 and 8, Park 8 and 9. So for the Ravens, important to win the final couple of games and ensure you're in the postseason. And then you just decide whether you're playing an Evangel team or have to go up to play at Penn. Here comes Valley. And there's a collision, and I think that Nicer is knocked down. Is he okay? He's been knocked to the floor for the second time today. He gets up and... man, he's a trooper. Seems like he's okay, but he took an elbow, and that was a hard shot. But he looks like he's all right. Wow. Ravens are going to get the ball back in. That was a foul called on that play, of course. The foul is going to be on Cavalier, just if you're keeping track at home. Now the feet underneath, and a reverse layup is up and good. Two more for Saxton. 56-40 Benedictine. We're down to 12 minutes to play. Cavalier has it on the right side, working in front of the Valley bench, and Coach Lance kicks it over to the wing. Dwayne Simmons has it there, bumps it off just outside the left block. The dish out on top to Chase. Lance will kick it back over to the right side. Shot clock's at 9 in the lane. No room. Cross court. Again, Lance with it on the right side. He's just going to pull up, launching the three when it fails, and rebounding it down is Jaden Timmy. To Ahmad Lewis, and Benedictine comes back up the court with it. Over to the right side is going to be Braden Belt. Belt looks inside, has no room, rotates around the left side. Now is going to drive into the lane, kicks it over to the baseline. Ahmad goes three, gets three. Ahmad Lewis, his second three. 59-40. And Benedictine pushes right back to near that 20-point advantage with 11-11 to play. Lance coming up the floor with the basketball. The three, it's up and in. Long shot by Chase Lance. 59-43. And back the other way. Back and in, no. Rebound. I'm going to take that away from Lance and give it to Cavalier. How about that? And we get a whistle in. We've got a foul underneath Benedictine. Getting fouled down low by Cavalier. Coming to the free throw line? I think so, yes. Ravens are going to be stepping to the stripe here, and Ahmad Lewis and Braden Belt come over and having a word with Coach Moody. The first free throw will not quite go in for nice here. Returning to the floor for Missouri Valley, Jonathan Hall and T.J. Wallace. And the crowd, I think, is working on Cameron Lockett because now he's coming out of the game and figuring a little grief. The free throw's up for Nice here, and he has his 10th point of the game, 60-43. Benedictine, 10:40 to go in the contest. Ravens coming up court. Or rather, Valley coming up court. Benedictine back on defense, 10.5 now. They'll go to right side to Carson Cavalier. Here's a very long three. Cavalier well short. And on the rebound, we get a whistle. We get a foul. They're going to say that Jaden Timmy cut beneath Dwayne Simmons. So for Jaden Timmy, it'll be a couple of fouls. And Valley will have it in with 20 on the shot clock beneath their goal. 10:25 to go in the game. He comes in off the right block, dropping a shoulder, hook shot up, no good. Timmy sweeps down the rebound. The missed shot by Dwayne Simmons. And then Simmons again, he's a big guy, 6'7" out of the Caribbean. We are down to the 10-minute mark. Ravens make a substitution. Here's a baseline three, won't quite drop. Rebound, nice there with the putback. Nice there, Scott for two. And we have a timeout taken. Okay, they're going to take a timeout. This is not our media break. 9:57 to go in the ball game. Ravens 62, Valley 43.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Crowd is amped up here in the Nola Gymnasium tonight as we're down to 9:50 to play. Benedictine with the lead, 62-43. Valley with the basketball. Here's going to be a little running shot. His up is no good. Rebound is on the floor, and Hunter Snyder gets it, and he gets thrown to the floor by the 7-footer. And Hunter Snyder is not a small man. And that's going to be another foul by Jonathan Hall. Hall picks up his fourth personal foul, and with that, we will have, Joseph, our under 10 media break. We're taking a break. 9:38 to go in the game. Ravens 62, Vikings 43.
Your local stop for the latest for all things they think is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Absolutely thrilled with the crowd, and as we have our post-game conversation here after Bent with Benedictine and head coach Ryan Moody, I will guarantee you that among the topics of conversation, he's going to approach the crowd and the fans and their support of this team are going to be absolutely talked about, because they have been fabulous here tonight. Good to have you back with us. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch here. Tomorrow night, Sports Look on Camp Radio. Friday night, high school hoops. Saturday afternoon, Benedictine's regular season finale at Park. All of that coming up live here on Camp Radio, so stay with us for that. For BC, it will be put in play from deep in the backcourt, and Ravens will fly up the floor. Tom Snyder with the basketball. It is Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad working in front of Carson Cavalier, kicks it over to the right side, gets it in the hands of Chris Jackson. Chris defended up high by Deson Allen. Shot clock to 10, back over to the left side, Ahmad. Ahmad cuts into the lane, runner off the window. Ahmad Lewis for two. Wow, what a shot. Ahmad with, what now, 8 points in the game. And back up the floor with it will come Valley. It is a 64-43, 21-point Benedictine advantage at 8:50 to go. Valley will have it up top side. Hayden Sprinkle with it over to T.J. Wallace. Wallace plays off the screen, launches a three. That's an air ball. And a rebound's going to be saved underneath by Valley, then lost out of bounds and out of play. It will come back to Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to have it in play at their offensive end. And they bring it in with 8:40 to go. Walking up, Ahmad Lewis takes it to the left side over in front of Coach Moody. Coach Moody directing a little traffic over there. Ahmad works toward the top, lost the dribble for a minute, but is able to go back and rescue it off the bounce. Cuts into the lane, plays off the screen, puts a shot up that won't go, and rebound is going to be tipped out, pulled down, Jace Lance. Lance bringing it up the court, takes it down the right side, feeds it off on top. That's going to be Deson Allen up and in for two. Deson Allen has nine, and it's 64-45, Benedictine. Ravens have led by as many as 21. Back into the middle. Little hook shot. Chris can't get it to fall. Rebounding it back. Dwayne Simmons of Valley coming back the other way. Chase Lance into the forecourt. Pushes over to the left wing to Sprinkle. He'll go long three. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Hunter Schneider. Schneider brings down the board. Here comes the Raven offense, and that's Matt Austin. Matt eases around to the left side. For the Ravens, you've got Austin and Chris Jackson. He's launching three. Rebound tipped out by Jaden Timmy. Matt Austin will have it back. Kicking it over to the left side. Chris snipes in traffic, comes out on top. Shot clock's at seven. Chris Jackson pulls up. He'll go for three. There it is. Chris Jackson from outside. For Chris, only his fifth point of the evening, but it makes it 67-45, and now Benedictine by some 22. With 7 minutes to play. One hand push pass over to the left side. Valley's back on offense. Hayden Sprinkle has it. Comes out on top. Shot from the outside. Very wide to the right. Rebounding it down for Benedictine is going to be Hunter Schneider. Here comes the Raven offense, and Matt Austin got to remember these seniors may possibly be playing in the Nolan Gym in front of these home fans for the very final time. And now the Raven fans are excited as they see Cameron Lockett set to come back in. Here's Matt with the basketball. He'll go over to the left side, dump it over under the edge. Ahmad, it's three. It's good, Ahmad Lewis! Ahmad Lewis knocks it down. And Benedictine now goes up 70-45. 25-point Benedictine lead. Here's a 15-footer. It's up and no good. The ball on the floor picked up and put back in Dwayne Simmons. 70-47. Chris Jackson walks it up the court, kicks it across the middle, right in front of the scorer's table here on the near side. 5:40 to go. So anxious for the crowd to get a chance to get back into this game. Here's a runner by Chris Jackson. Comes up short. I think Valley's going to put in maybe four or five players. Here's a shot on the other end. It's up a good plus one. So count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. It'll be his third. And Valley will be coming to the free throw line. And the Benedictine fans are elated that Cameron Lockett is coming back in. T.J. Wallace coming to the line. Free throws getting set to be shot. T.J. Wallace, it's up. It's short. Rebound, Benedictine boosted. Ravens are going to bring it the other way with 5:20 to play. And they're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with Coach Mooney. 5:21 left in the game. Ravens 70, Vikings 49.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With only 5 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the ball game tonight, Benedictine has put together a 70-49 lead. 21-point advantage. They have led by as many as 25 a short time ago. Welcome back, everybody. As the BC guys have just really played well tonight. Got behind for just a short time early in the game, then just stepped up their play and have been outstanding since then. Here we go. Ravens to the basketball, and into the deep corner goes to Matt Austin on the right side. Nice here. We'll take it on top. Feet in the middle. Saxton, a couple of head fakes later, has the ball stripped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds. It'll come back getting into Benedictine beneath their goal with 5:02 to play. Shot clock is down to five. Ravens are going to have to get a shot away pretty quickly. Tyson gets it over to Matt. Austin's shot is going to be deflected, and the rebound followed up off the mark. And they will call it a shot clock violation. 4:57 to go in the game. For Benedictine, it'll be their 10th conference win and their 16th overall win this year. The ball around to the left side. Doosan Allen will take it out on top for Missouri Valley. They've got it to Carson Cavalier. Scoop pass underneath. Lockett has it. Drives in. Charges in. And there's the crowd loving the call. And we're going to have the officials, I think, break this up down on the floor, separate the players, send them to their respective benches, and now they come over and take the basketball from Saxton. And the officials are going to talk about this. We've got 4.5 minutes to go in the game. 4:36 to go. The crowd is trying to help the officiating crew here a little bit this evening. tomorrow's sports look here on Care Radio. And Friday, high school hoops. Ravens at Parkville Saturday. And then sometime, probably Saturday evening, well, certainly after the games, we'll be able to do a little bit of the quick math and decide what the calls are going to be. Now, what do we got going on up in the crowd over here? They're asking someone to go away. Valley coaches and the officiating crew, and the fans are getting wound up in this. And a Ravens fan or two is going to make it an early evening. And here we go. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to go into ball game. And now you've got Coach Lance, whose nose is with the official, out on the floor. And I don't know how happy any of them are right now. Probably not very. Benedictine has just dominated in the course of this game. So here we've got somewhere, and I haven't gotten the official call yet. We'll pick it up in a minute. We've got a technical call. Matt Austin coming to the free throw line will not be able to hit the first one. Technical foul is going to be on Lockett. He's the guy that the Raven fans have been really wearing out all night. That's his fourth foul, by the way. Matt Austin will hit the second key shot. So for Matt, what do we got? 16 points now this evening. And it will be Raven basketball. And by the way, Lockett has come back out of the game for Missouri Valley. Benedictine up court with it. And here's Nysir Scott crossing at the center. 4.5 to go. Nysir standing literally in the center circle. On the left side, it'll go to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad starts toward the top. Cuts it back to the left side to Matt. Get past to Tyson, out on top, Ahmad, that's a really long three, and it rims around, bounce off the rim one, two, three times, and it's up no good, rebounding it, going to be Valley. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Cavalier. He'll run it down the left side, dribble it off, bring it out on top. We're at 4 minutes to go in the contest. Valley has it now over on the left side, handled by Hayden Sprinkle. Top side, Jonathan Hall. Hall dribbles it, working against Tyson Cathy. Now they'll go all the way into the corner, shot clock to 7. Sprinkle will have it on the right side. He'll pull up with the runner. It's an air ball short. Rebounding it back down, Benedictine. Grant's having a good time tonight with 3.5 minutes to play. Nysir comes down the court. He'll ease over to the left side. And being guarded closely on the player defense. Dylan Drivers with him. Nysir goes all the way to the free throw line. Back to back out on top. Shot clock to 8. Nysir's just going to go 3. Nysir Scott for 3. 74-49. And we're 3 minutes left. Valley goes right side, Dusan. Top side driver. Here's Sprinkle with it. Oh, that's a really long three. It won't go in. Saxton gets upstairs looking for the rebound, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands as he comes to the ground. Back it'll come to Benedictine from deep in the backcourt with 2:50 to go. And Coach Moody quickly runs to the bench, and is he going to get to the sub in during this dead ball? They are. Ahmad going to check out. Chris Jackson comes back in for BC. Let's see if the Ravens go any deeper into the bench. 2:45 to go. And again, Nysir topside with it. Almost looks like a 1-2-2 or 3-2 type zone. Matt Austin right side to Nysir. He'll have it up top over to Chris Jackson. Shot clock at 8. Nysir, Matt, cuts inside, dishes on top. Chris for 3. Now, and a rebound down to Hall. Back up with the Wilcombe Valley with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. 74-49. And the ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back into Valley on the far side. Here come the Ravens going to the bench, and the crowd seems very happy about this. You can hear them in the background. First of all the court, Nice Ear Scott, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, Tyson Caffey, Chris Jackson. Now coming into the game for Benedictine. Top side, you got Zach Schwinn, Hunter Schneider, Joel Adise. I've got, what else do I have out there? Oh, yes, Jake Thompson and Braden Belt. So those are the five that Benedictine is going to run for the last two-plus minutes of the game. 74-49, Benedictine getting its 10th conference win here tonight. Going to go to 16-11. We got a little foul in the middle. It's going to be the first of the ball game by Hunter Schneider. The free throw is up and good for Jonathan Hall. Hall has his 7th point this evening. He will earn the bonus. That was team foul 7 for Benedictine. His second free throw here is going to be good also. So Hall gets a couple of free throws, and it's now 74-51. And here comes Zach Schwinn. He'll bring it into the forecourt. Looks over at Coach. Little right-hand dribble crosses over between the feet. Backs away. Heels in the center circle. Makes his way, starting over to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Comes back out on top now. Handler, Jake Thompson. Back over to Schwinn. He'll look in. Kicks underneath. And it's into the corner for the belt. For three, won't go. Rebound. Pull back down by Valley. Here comes Dylan Driver. Driver skips it over to the left side. And Carson Cavalier into the forecourt. We're down to a minute and a half to play. Cavalier eases over to the left side. Comes off a screen. Dishes it back to the edge where Dyson Allen's shot misses and the rebound's going to be slapped out. Here's a three for Cavalier. No good. Rebounding it down, Hunter. Schneider clears it away and it'll be Jake Thompson into the forecourt with it now for the Raven offense. A minute 5 left. Schwinn will handle it left side. Down lows Adise. Goes in, turns, kisses it off to win it with scores. Joel Adise for two. 76-51. We're in the last minute of the game now. Cutting to the right side. Out on top is going to be Sprinkle. Valley with the ball. Swings it over to the left. Way out on the edge now. Handled by Deuceon Allen. Raven fans, many of them on their feet. Here's Hall with the basketball. Slides over to the left. Now gets it to Dylan Driver. Fadeaway shot for three is up. It's no good. And the long rebound pulled back down by Valley. Half a minute to go. The drive to the baseline. The shot up, missing. Hunter Schneider upstairs. Here comes Benedictine. The shot clock is off. The Raven crowd on its feet in the Nolan. The final game of the regular season in the 21-22 basketball season. And Benedictine will come away with an impressive, impressive win over Missouri Valley. Your final score tonight, Benedictine 76, Missouri Valley 51. Stay with us. We're going to come back, recap the game, and we're going to stick around. It might take a little bit because there's a lot going on. We're going to look forward to talking with Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. All that and more when we return right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gym. I'll get him. As today, the Benedictine Ravens take care of business and sweep Missouri Valley here tonight. Ties game is a Raven win 76-51. Gosh, tremendous effort for the Ravens. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for Valley. Leading scorer in the ballgame was T.J. Wallace. He had 22 points, but was the only Viking in double-figure scoring. Following him, it was Duzon Allen, 9, Jonathan Hall, 8, dropping then all the way to Dwayne Simmons, 5. Wallace with 3, 2 apiece for Lockett and Lance. Chase Lance, 2 points tonight. That is absolutely remarkable. For the Benedictine Ravens, remarkable in how well they scored, how balanced the attack. 16 for Matt Austin, 15 for Nysir Scott, a dozen for Saxton Thuston, and 11 for Ahmad Lewis. The Ravens then find Eric Cruz with 8 points tonight, 5 apiece for Jaden Timmy and Chris Jackson, and then Tyson Caffey and Joel Adise, each with 2. For Benedictine, then Mark moves to 16-11 and 10-8 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Just looking real quickly here at the other games going on around the conference and how some of them shaken out. There's only one other final so far tonight. And I'm checking to refresh. Yeah, still only one. Now there are two other finals. Graceland has defeated Mount Mercy tonight, 66-57. And on the another final is Central Methodist knocking off Mid-America tonight. How about that? Mid-America falling to Central Methodist, the two teams tied for second place in the South Division. So it was a 71-54 win, a substantial win for CMU. So Central Methodist goes to its 11th win. Mid-America's got 10. Now Benedictine with 10. So Benedictine and Mid-America tied at 10 wins apiece. Tonight, Evangel, who's on top of the conference, is trailing Grandview. They're going to lose. They're down 11 with 20 seconds to go. So Evangel is going to have 12 wins. Gosh, this thing is really tied up. And looking for Park. Park is, with 3 minutes to go, up 7 at Baker. So there's no guarantee of that one yet. But poor Benedictine, they find themselves now in a two-way tie for third place, and one game behind Central Methodist for second. The tiebreaker is rather interesting. Okay. Tiebreaker, it's a little complicated, but the tiebreaker, if both teams have, it's head-to-head. Oh, here comes Coach Booty. We'll talk about that all later. Head-to-head is the first thing, and then it gets broken down beyond that. So, hang on. We're going to visit with the Benedictine head coach here in just a minute when he gets a chance. There's, we're all good to go here. The dance team who participated in the competition last week is out here performing for the crowd. And coach, I would ask you, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
I can hear you.
I'd ask you how you're doing, but I'm thinking I know. Pretty good.
Yeah, we like that win. We like finishing the home season off with a win. And then it's like, I don't know if anybody listening watches this show, but we have cheer from Netflix, like right after. It's a series. We've got this cheerleading competition right after our game for entertainment. So it's fantastic. I love it.
And you know what I love? It's not only the fact that you won. That's always good. Beating Missouri Valley, mom has got to put the grin on me. But your defense today, I mean, say all you want. All those points are great. And I love them. But my gosh, that defense was good.
Yeah, we defended really, really well.
Yeah.
We've defended really well for about the last four or five, maybe even longer games. You know, we just weren't able to combine it with scoring. And, you know, our net efficiency right now, and nobody knows what that means, but our points per possession on defense has steadily declined below 1 point per possession, and that's just fantastic defense. So I'm excited where we're at. I think we might have lost JB. We'll see. Kind of turned his ankle again there, but we've been playing so many guys through this January, February stretch, like we talked about Saturday, that we've got a lot of depth right now, man. The guys are going in there and making plays. Everybody can defend. They're playing with passion. I thought we played inspired basketball after Jaden went down, and I'm happy for them to end our season at home on a win, and then got an opportunity to go to Park on Saturday.
Yeah. Coach, you talk about the depth. I mean, not only do you have, I didn't even count, 4, 6, 9 guys are scoring. You know, you got 3 or 4, whatever, double figure scoring, but you get a ton of guys there. And I'm not just talking about, like, in the last 30 seconds. I mean, you're playing a ton of guys.
We are right now, mostly out of necessity, Tom, to be honest with you, because we're so beat up. But, I'm proud of all of them because none of them are scared of the moment. And they're getting after it. They're defending. They're sharing the ball. They're confident when they take shots. You know, we got guys that, go in there and at the half, Tom, I'm sure you discussed it with our listeners, but we had 21 points to their 3 off the bench. At the end of the game, our bench 42-10. I mean, and now I want to say this. Missouri Valley's banged up. They had some guys they had to get rid of and some other things that happened. But, a win's a win against a college basketball team in February. So we're not going to complain. But I love our depth right now. I love how we're playing inspired. We're defending and we're making shots. So, I wouldn't want to play us right now. I don't know what that means, but as far as moving forward, but I'm excited for this one, and we're excited to go play again Saturday.
The momentum in this game, and I mentioned it early, you kind of did something that has happened to your team a little bit. The first minute or two kind of got behind it, but then the recovery was very quick, and when you made that recovery, it was absolutely phenomenal the way they just, like, something went on, light bulb, I don't know what you want to call it, but they just took off.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we played fast the last two games. We've tried to push tempo. Because of the depth that we have, we think that's an advantage for us right now, that we don't have to control tempo. We can play fast on offense, and I think that's where it starts, is we're just kind of getting out in transition. Our defense is creating turnovers, allowing us to really get out in transition. We're not slowing it down as much and grinding, so there's a little more flow. But, I think we're in a good spot, and the team's playing well. So, you're right, though. That little push there after they got back to tied, I think it was 7-7, and at that point we just kind of separated ourselves a little bit and just kept it going.
I think it's important this time of the year for the guys, not only you talk about the grind and how hard it is pushing along, but also to make sure there's having a little fun. You guys had some real fun in the last probably 30 seconds of that first half. There were 2 shots that happened right at the end of that half that really pretty much, there's another half to play, but it finished the game.
Yeah, that dunk by Tammy, that's a little play we run where we get our point guard downhill really fast, and then he has to make some decisions on who's going to throw it to, and Tammy just made a great cut to the rim and, was able to go up and dunk it. And, he looks fresh. That's a good thing. And then, Matt, hunting on the, under 6 seconds left in the half, he's kind of moving around and Nicer finds him for that big 3. And how about the crowds, man?
They're fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
They've been for the last couple of weeks.
They have been. It's insane. And this place, when it's full, it's really, really hard for the opponent to win. And our crowd is fantastic. They're educated. They know basketball. And, I just thought that the energy they gave to our team tonight was fantastic and special. We wish we could play some more at home, to be honest with you. So I hope that everybody comes back next year. But, the crowd was phenomenal. I don't know what to say, but when those two plays happened is where I was going with this. This place about blew the doors off. They were excited and going after it. And, I think that just creates a great college atmosphere.
Tough guy award for me tonight goes to Nicer. He got banged around. A couple of those guys, the big center came on top of him and clocked him, and he got banged up over here in the corner, sprang right back up. He was not wanting to come out. He was like, play me, coach. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I agree. He took a big shot that big boy, and then he took another shot, and later in the half. And, I was very impressed with his toughness to jump right back up and kept leading the team. And, depending on what this injury is to Jaden, he's gonna have to be our point guard moving forward. So I'm glad to see that he's got that toughness in him. We knew he had it, I guess. It's nice to see it actually, come to fruition.
Park's gonna come away with a big win tonight in your division. I've been doing a little scratching around on my notepad here. you'll figure it out later. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tough. And your only job is to win Saturday, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can really look for. I haven't really spent much time studying whether we're, you know, can make it to the postseason or not. It's a weird setup this year. They take three from each and then the next best two teams. So, you know, every time we win, that puts us in a good position for those wild cards. So, I you know, who knows what will happen, but we get some rest tonight and tomorrow. We get rest also Friday, and then we go play at Park on the – it's a tough place to play on Saturday afternoon at 4.
However, you know what? The weather's – the roads will be cleared up by then. It is not that far to Parkville from here, man.
It is not.
You got to go watch him.
It's not that far. It'll be fun. And, yeah, if anybody wants to come down, it's going to be – actually, it's going to be a beautiful day, 50 degrees and sunny. And, you know, that's a – there are no attendance restrictions at Park, despite there was a rumor going around that there was. But they are open to the public. So we'd love to have as many fans come down as we can make it. And it's a 4 o'clock start. We'll see what we can do.
Coach, congratulations. It was a good one for the guys
and the
whole program in the school today.
That was awesome. This is a great Benedictine community environment right now. I mean, you know, the way this place is coming out to support our two teams, we couldn't say thanks enough to everybody and our fans and everybody listening. Thank you for a great year at home, and we're going to try to play as long as we can.
You got it, Coach. Appreciate it. See you Saturday. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men, as the Ravens with an impressive win over Missouri Valley tonight. Ravens knocking them off 76-51. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Big night for Benedictine. They take two over the Vikings, and tomorrow night's sports look, Friday night high school hoops, and as we were talking about with Coach, Saturday afternoon, Benedictine at Park. Can we greet you next time for Joseph? He's the guy back in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's doing the hard work. I'm just out here having fun. Tom Couch saying, till next time, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.